Stop.
Okay.
All right, go. Stop. Welcome back to the Juice Cast. How are we doing today? Did you just shit your pants?
Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe, baby.
The way you've been eating today wouldn't surprise me. Hope everybody's doing good.
Gallon of pizza.
Welcome to the podcast. Like, subscribe, comment. Let us know what's up. We're going to jump right into it today and talk about not so much conspiracy theories, but more or less why we think this is a ongoing trend in society. Why everything you see on the news turns into a conspiracy theory.
As your dog loses its brain out its nose.
The sneezes have been real in this house for the last week. People and dogs.
Government cover-ups and conspiracies.
You're bringing so much energy to the table right now. It's not even funny.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you exactly why conspiracies are a thing. There's two main reasons.
Why?
Two main reasons is that, one, the powers that be in governments have done nothing to gain people's trust. Not one thing.
That's true.
That's number one. Number two is there are far too many people that will believe anything. I just saw somebody on the road with their brights on in the middle of daytime.
Number three, it's the most important one.
What?
The internet.
Well, yes, the internet is the root of all evil.
True. Welcome to our podcast on the internet.
We are programming your minds as we speak.
Yes, turning it into Alec Baldwin mush. Can I say that now? Is that a bad time?
Too soon, bro. Too soon.
I'm speaking more towards the Hulu commercial where they talk about turning your brains to mush. Not so much the fact that he turned that lady's brain to mush when he shot her.
Oh, my God. No, but I mean, that's why we kind of came up with this, is that people are on TikTok, like, coming up with all these conspiracies on why she died.
Everything. From Gabby Petito to Joe Biden to school shootings and just you name it, there's aliens and cover up. If you can think it, there's probably a conspiracy theory about it.
Right.
The Illuminati. And hey, here's the thing about
Confederate.
Don't say that. Because true or false, we'll go down. No,
they just flagged
I just can't
video.
Talk today. I've been having problems all day talking. but.
Flabbergastration.
Flabbergastration. Just repeating things now.
Okay.
So, everything you look at turns to a conspiracy theory, from the smallest things to the biggest things.
Okay? Yes, because people lose their minds.
People will lose their shit about everything and think, well, wait a minute. This had to have happened. 9/11,
usually,
the Oklahoma City bombing, there's always something.
And it usually comes from people who legit don't know shit about anything.
Yeah, so the reason I say all that is because not only are these people kind of crazy most of the time,
right,
with some of these off-the-wall, off-the-cuff things, the even crazier part is sometimes shit comes true.
No, yeah, no.
That's
not
the
all,
wild.
Yeah, not all conspiracies are false. I mean, this world, I mean, the government is covering things up, and a lot of these conspiracies are not too far off.
No.
But when you start seeing people, like, create conspiracies out of nothing, it drives me insane. But then again, you also, it's the most frustrating thing is you can't, it's so hard to, like, fact check this stuff anymore because you're only going to find what Google wants you to find.
That's true.
Where you're going to have to get on the black web to, and then how do you trust the black web? It's like, it's,
the black web.
How are you?
What was the dark web?
Dark web, whatever. Black web, dark web, same thing.
Racist.
Everything's racist.
The ebony web. But, but all that aside, you're sitting here looking at all this stuff and you wonder why these things come to be. And it's because people have lied.
Yeah.
It wasn't like one day someone was like, wait a minute, bro. In like 1989 when the internet was invented, like, I know exactly what we're going to do. You know the thing that just happened? It was pretty obvious what happened. What if it was this? We'll tell everyone. And then it's just like, that's not how that worked. It didn't play out that way. Literally, someone at some point in time throughout our history, there's probably conspiracies back in the day, too. There's probably people in ancient France like, oh, you know that queen who wanted to feed us cake? I heard she wanted to feed us panties.
You always circle back to the French, and I always circle
Viva
back
la
to
revolution.
The Spanish.
No, I'm just saying, like, throughout history, people have always probably questioned the narrative.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes more than others. But what I'm saying is, like, they've lied about stuff.
I think, you know where I think conspiracy started?
Where?
Some man farted and was like, was it a fart? Or was it a shart?
No. I think he could tell pretty quick. I don't think that would spread.
I don't know. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you cannot tell.
Yeah. After the age of 30, don't trust farts. It's no. Just a bad idea. So, essentially what I'm getting at is, I don't know when the conspiracy theory phenomenon, like, took a great foothold, at least in our country. It could have been 9/11. You know,
because it started. I mean, one of the big ones was the Kennedy assassination. That's the one of the biggest of the time. Yeah. But like, it's been going on forever.
But was that a huge conspiracy back in the day? Because I'm pretty sure that most people were just like, it was Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, yeah, but that's when that's when.
And then he got offed. Randomly, and it was over.
I definitely think that there was absolutely...
Lee Harvey Oswald, not John Kennedy.
I think there definitely was conspiracies at the time, for sure.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, obviously they didn't have the internet, and it didn't take a great foothold until now. What I'm saying is, what was the first one to start the trend that we have?
Probably the Great Pyramids.
You know? That far back?
People see that, like, I'll tell you what happened.
Ancient... astronaut elephants came upon the planet and with their tusks of ivory gold built these great structures. I don't know where my head went with that one, but what I'm essentially trying to say is I don't know if we can pinpoint exactly the root of the modern conspiracy theory and where it started to where, like, okay, this happened and we're going to, you know, ask important theological questions about how we think A, B, or C happened.
Yeah.
And then from there, everything was asked. Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like which one in the near past happened to where people questioned the narrative, and then everything after that was just like, well, we got to do this too. You know what I'm saying? We got to question this narrative. Oh, look at this little piece of the puzzle. And, you know, and the best way to hide a conspiracy theory is in plain sight.
I think once newspapers started, it was probably...
Yeah, possibly.
Like, when travel, like, trains and cars started going, then people could gather from a bunch of different areas of the country and mail. I guarantee it really started becoming huge then. But I don't know, man. I think it's part of our human...
Well, it's part of our human nature to question what is and what isn't. Because we're sentient beings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We have the ability to ask questions and understand logic. And it's not just like bare roots, you know, natural instincts. Like, we have certain thoughts and compassions and emotions that affect everything that we do.
Yeah.
And the more I think about it here, if I had to literally go back and think about, like, all right, when in the past did things like get turned up on their head? When the Constitution was written, we'll just say this country, for instance, when the Constitution was written, is literally parts in there that are supposed to protect the media. The media and the press are supposed to be the freest and truest form of expression you can have. It's like freedom of speech extra. You know what?
I guarantee you it was whenever the Federal Reserve became a thing.
Yeah, well, and it could have been around that time.
That's when the government started
screwing everything up.
Yeah, going against the Constitution and being untrustworthy.
Yeah, so I guess my question comes down to this.
Sure, it was before that, but.
Yeah, I'm just. If. The media was meant to truly and accurately represent the comings and goings of what's happening. Okay. If that's what the freedom of the press is.
Yep.
When did they first start censoring the press? When did the federal government come to somebody and be like, hey, you know that thing that happened that you know that happened because you were there or you saw these eyewitnesses? Can't say
we should research this because I guarantee you it was whenever they started paying them motherfuckers.
Well, yeah. So could it have been like Roswell? Could it have been a time period like that where they, like, all those reports came out the day after Roswell happened and they were like, oh, this and this and this person said this and this general, and then the government came in like, No.
Yeah.
Put this newspaper out tomorrow. Yeah. Here's and the headline you're going to print. Yeah. And gave it to him, and then everything changed the next day.
Yeah, and it could have been that way with Kennedy, too.
Well, what I'm saying is, ever since things like that started happening, and it starts steamrolling, that's why you get conspiracies, because no one believes the press. No one believes the media on either side of the political spectrum. You have to go literally find someone who was there. And then believe them. And nowadays, God only knows who's just saying whatever to try to get likes or views or get famous. Like,
and especially, I think, you know, people really start changing the narrative when people start disappearing or dying that are a part of some sort of conspiracy.
Oh yeah,
it's like, okay, now you're fueling the fire. These people, what do you mean? This person was trying to, you know, blow the whistle on something, and they are dead now. Okay.
Yes.
Good one.
And that's the thing. Like, when you look into government cover-ups. Okay, so Roswell's a good one. Because, like, out of Roswell and everything that happened there came the real-life Men in Black. You ever seen that? How there is, like, a real-life Men in Black? Like, men that come from a government agency that no one knows what it doesn't have a name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's all kinds of reports and stuff on that. Now, whether you think that's true or false or a conspiracy or not, that right there would just be like the essence of like, hey, we saw this, we're going to report this, and people just show up like, sorry.
Yeah.
But nunca. Like, well, absolutely not. Never. You can't say that out loud.
Here's my big thing about conspiracies now is that, you know, they used to all be super close and super on top of it, and everybody was trying to kind of dig into this, and they were very informative. Like, a lot of the 9/11 conspiracies and the esoteric agenda and stuff on YouTube, like, they were so informative and so good. But now everyone has a phone and a TikTok and a Twitter, and everybody's on there to get likes and clicks and shares and all this stuff, that they're going to come up with any type of conspiracy without any facts. And everybody's like, yep, mm-hmm, yeah, that sounds right. No, it doesn't. Do some research and actually give me some facts that show me, you know, your side of the story.
Yeah, and let me just reiterate this. Obviously, we start every video with like, subscribe, comment, because we're trying to grow.
Right.
The reason we want to grow, the reason we're doing what we're doing, it's not because we want to, like, get famous. There's nothing about what we're doing right here that's meant to be like, hey, we just want fame and fortune, and this is what, like, we'd love to do this for a living.
Right.
Will it happen? I don't know. Probably not, but we're going to keep pushing forward for the fun of it.
We're having fun right
now. That's the key word, for the fun of it. This is fun for us. Yeah. Not only are we having a good time as well, we're also just trying to, like, make you think.
Yeah,
we just want you to, like, use your own thoughts and use your own basis of what you see in the world and take what we say and understand that we're only saying it because we're asking the same questions.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do any research for any of this.
No.
We come up with a topic.
We probably should.
No, we shouldn't, because we do this different. A lot of people don't do it this way. A lot of people do a podcast or any type of video, and they'll say something along the lines of, okay, so we looked into this, and go. And then they just sit there and start going in on whatever it is they looked at, and that's fine.
Right.
But then you're trying to see if the facts that you're reading are true. So you're basing it on some form of media or some sort of information you found.
Yeah.
When we come on here and do any of these podcasts where we're asking questions, it's not because we went and researched and looked at and found and wanted to talk about, hey, I saw this. This is facts. So let's understand this. Essentially, we're just asking questions.
We're like the what if people. What if it was like this, or what if this happened? Because I think a lot of our theories and stuff just come from experience and the things we've seen in our through our lifetime.
I mean,
all the things that have happened.
Exactly. And a lot of what we see on the internet, the things that might start conspiracies or end conspiracies or be a conspiracy or whatever, it all stems from all our podcasts, essentially, like the black hole thing.
Right.
If you haven't seen it, go check it out. That's a video from last week. We did a video on black holes. You know how much we researched black holes?
I knows about in the past them. Did a lot, but
I know not hardly nothing. English is good over
here. Hardly nothing.
English good over here, y'all. But no, it's just we went into it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to ask each other questions. We're going to look stuff up. We're going to see what we can find. But we're not sitting here like, oh, well, I know this for a fact. Like, no, we don't know anything for a fact.
Right.
Everything and is up for debate.
And you know what I'm saying? It's like, how much good of, you know, is it to look up on Google the facts that we're going to spill out? Because
Google can be,
you don't know what monitored, you're getting.
Edited, things are taken off of. We're going to talk about that in the next episode.
And especially like
about censorship.
And it's a good episode to talk about this because with conspiracies and stuff, you know,
yeah.
You don't know. You could be looking up a article from, you know, the world's most renowned scientific,
the moon landing.
Yeah, all that stuff. And that could be a conspiracy. So there's not really a point to get into all the facts behind
there's
it.
There's no point in sitting here and letting your entire life, because there's some people I've met in the past that like let conspiracy series. Dude, it's been a problem for days now.
He has not been able to talk all day.
It's awful. There are people that I've known in the past that not for their entire life, but for a certain period of time, let conspiracy theories just
rule their entire existence.
Bro. Anyways, we haven't done that in a long time.
It was a perfect time.
Rule their entire existence and everything they think about. Somebody says something, they're like, but did you hear? And it's just like this big, like, I used to be kind of like that. Not to the point where they.
You still kind of are.
Yeah, but like I see something and then I look into it. I'm like, yo, this is some shit and we should check it out. And then this guy over here is like, well, the first headline on Google says.
Yeah.
It's like, well, look here, dum-dum. Like, you got to look deeper into that and then understand that everything's up for debate. Everything's
right.
up to be interpreted.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to individual conspiracies, when you look at, like, say, this Gabby Petito and Brian Lingerie, this guy and this girl and this whole thing, there's conspiracies that supposedly she was a crisis actor at Sandy Hook, and supposedly he was a police officer walking with his dad and laughing at the crime scene where they supposedly found his body, and that he went here, and then we got Dog the Bounty Hunter involved.
Well, and when I looked it up, you know, it wasn't so much as she was a crisis actor. It's that she, like, did some song, wrote some song for the victims and was in a music video for, and, you know.
And whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
People will see a simple headline like, she was in a music video for the Sandy Hook children and the victims, and they'll be like, she was one of the victims. Yeah. She was in the
child. Oh, my God, she was there.
She was the actor.
Like, whether it's true
or not,
who knows? You know what I'm saying? Maybe there is some deep-rooted thing where it's possible.
Everything's possible. Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, it's just like, you really think the powers that be are going to let us know some shit like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Well,
that's why I don't let that stuff mess with me anymore. And it's just like, when you really get down to the grassroots of the problem of conspiracy, because conspiracy theories, they are and they are not a problem. They are not a problem because anybody who's asking questions that dictate against the official narrative, that's critical thinking. That means you're thinking for yourself and you're asking the right questions.
Right.
You should always ask why. You know what I'm saying? You should always try to get the full answer, not the short story. You know what I'm saying? But they are also a problem, too.
Yeah, it's like with the vaccine.
Yeah.
It's like,
now we have to get this thing posted over our video because you said that one word.
Vaccine?
Yeah, now you said it twice.
Vaccine?
And now we're getting canceled.
Well, no, I'm just saying, so, you know, people, like, on one side will say, you know, these people with these conspiracy theories about the vaccine, and then there's the other side that say,
just tell the truth, goddammit.
It's not conspiracy, we don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with people asking questions, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And that's, we're not going to tell people what they should and shouldn't do, what they should or shouldn't think, because that's not what we're here to do. We're just here to ask questions and maybe make you open your mind a little bit to, like, you know, whatever conspiracy theory, whatever fact or fiction, whatever idea you might have, whatever topic we're talking about that day, it's like, okay, what about this? Let's think.
Yeah.
Let's understand and try to fathom and get a grip on, these are the facts that we know. What do we not know? Let's just roll with it and see where it goes.
A lot.
Ask questions. We don't know a whole lot of anything, but we're just here to have fun. Like I said, it's just one of those things where it's conspiracy theories where I just want people to, like, understand who's in charge right now. And I'm not just talking about, like, Joe Biden, like, above Joe Biden.
Everybody.
Like, these people, they do what they want, and there's nothing that we can do about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they decide in the very end is probably going to be it. And
there's a lot of shit out there.
well, they like to censor shit and they like to manipulate shit, and we're going to go into that in a later podcast. But it's just like, don't let this Gabby Petito conspiracy or 9/11 or anything that anybody's ever said, whatever you feel about it, one way or the other, don't let it affect who you are as a person.
Right.
Understand that there are more important things than the past. Know the past as best as you can. Have your own opinion about the past as best as you can. Live in the now and prepare for the future.
Right.
Don't let anybody tell you any different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever you believe is what you believe. And if they tell you different, you guys disagree, cool. There's no reason to sit there and fight about it. But just like, go on about your life. Don't stress about it, because what's going to be reported in the news is going to stick forever.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, because that's what these people do.
Yeah. And it's become so crazy. There's not even a point to surround yourself in conspiracy theories. It's just, there's no point, man. We're at the point in life where it's like, you better go spend some time with your family and really, and you know, like he said, get in the moment. Be in the moment with your family, with your friends, because you don't have much time. None of us have much time. And who knows? We could get bombed tomorrow and all of it be over. You know, enjoy every day.
Tune into the next episode to where we elaborate upon that. But no, that's about it for us today. Like I said, we do these videos to try to get you to just ask questions.
Wait, before we end, what's your favorite either government cover-up or conspiracy?
Oh, that's a hard one. Favorite or most important in my eyes?
Like, what do you attract to? What's your, like, the one you're most interested in?
The one I'm most interested in, I don't really know if you can call it a conspiracy, but it's the way both sides of the political parties in this country have been controlled by money, and the way that it seems like we're not the United States of America, we're the United States of corporations nowadays.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to argue A, B, or C. You can't say this, you can't say that, because, you know, this person did this legally. It's like, no, like, no U.S. congressman or woman should be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi just became the first billionaire in Congress. Like, that shouldn't be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that may not be a conspiracy series.
Conspiracy series.
I'm done.
Stay tuned for the next conspiracy series. You need to be one of those. You need to be one of those girls announcing what college you go to.
I'm not going to Alabama. Come on, wrong time.
Mine probably is between two: the Esoteric Agenda, and these are both on YouTube. You can look up. You can look these up on YouTube. They're amazing documentaries.
Esoteric Endeavors.
Esoteric Agenda.
Oh.
And Zeitgeist.
I've heard of the Zeitgeist.
Dude.
That stuff's like, that's not for me.
It's so crazy because it takes you on this journey of all of humankind and the meaning behind every event that's ever happened, and it will blow your mind.
Yeah, and that's, like I said, that's what we're here for. We're here to bring you maybe a couple things to look into, maybe a couple ideas, maybe some things you never thought of, maybe some things you have thought of but you forgot about and you need to reopen your mind to them. That's just why we're here. That's what we want to talk about. That's where we want to go, and we're going to continue to do it.
Yeah.
So tune in for the next ones. Go check out these other ones, and we'll see you guys on the next one.
Deuces, juices.
Peace.
Yes.